I'm grateful to you, and I thank all who have joined us by this medium, here present or live stream, and we assure one another of our prayers. In today's first reading and in the letter of St. John, his first, he reveals to us that God is love, not that God does love as if it is some activity or behavior that God carries out, but that the very being, the very essence of God is love, and that love has become incarnate in Jesus Christ. So on one hand, for example, as we hear in today's gospel, our first reading, we are to exercise love of one another and of our brothers and sisters. But on the other hand, we are, as Jesus has become man, we are to become love. So that love is not just something simply we do. We wake up this morning and decide, well, today I might love. No, that we become love ourselves. When we were to say, for example, and I'm only quoting the saints and the great holy popes and the catechism of the church, I don't make this stuff up, that man became man, God, so that man could become God, that's precisely what the scriptures, that's precisely what the saints mean. We will become love. Our very being will be love. And when you think about it, it's so logical to come to that conclusion. Because what is the process, if you will, of life and then of judgment and then of redemption? It's that our sins are forgiven. And when one's sins are forgiven, one can love perfectly. So our sins are forgiven, so we can become love perfectly. God, otherwise, the three constituents of God, is God is the good, God is the true, and God is the beautiful. So when we are redeemed, when our sins are forgiven, when we are brought into eternal presence, we become goodness because our sins are forgiven. We become truth. We know that's one of the gifts we're given at our death. We know all things. We become truth and we become beauty. We become so beautiful. Creatures of man are the most beautiful things God has created. And that's revealed even in the first chapter of Genesis. I don't make this stuff up. We become so beautiful. We become love. God is love. We become love. We don't just love as an act. And that gives some context to a reflection, if I may, on our nation's events of yesterday. I've preached, the church preaches, Jesus preaches, violence is not simply an isolated act. As in the opposite of love, if love is a state of being, violence is a state of being. And when one is violent, one just simply isn't acting in a violent way. One is expressing a being of violence. And there's no room in the gospel. There's no room in the church. There's no room in our families. There's no room for a Christian, for a Jew or a man or a woman of good faith and truth, for violence. And violence is not just an act. Violence is a being. So there's violence against the truth. One who is a liar, St. John says it. This was yesterday's first reading. There is no peace. There's no truth in a liar. A liar is of his or her very nature violent. There is violence, not simply in this act, but it grows like a cancer in the pancreas. And Isaiah predicted that this web of violence, he called it literally in the Hebrew, the worldwide web, the web that is woven over all nations, is a web of violence and of death that Christ came to break, and that we are called to help to break by being love, by becoming God, by not sinning, by being good and beautiful and true. So we pray, first of all, for one another, that we will continue on our pilgrimage of Christ to becoming goodness, to becoming beauty, to becoming truth, to becoming peace, not simply to acting in a peaceful way, but to becoming it as Christ became man, so that man could become God. It's a quote from the saints. I'm not being a heretic. I know it's hard to accept, But that's a quote from St. Athanasius. It's a quote from the Catechism. It's a quote from Jesus, St. Peter, in his first letter. And that's the whole point, that we become love. We reject all violence. We forgive one another. We seek reconciliation. We are men and women of peace. Let's pray for one another. God bless.